All right, we are seeing growing unrest in Los Angeles and California as protests against ICE continue to ramp up. Just now, the Trump administration announcing that they will send the National Guard to Los Angeles amid ICE protests. Now, this is a real escalation and also very interesting because 99.9% of the time the National Guard gets involved, the governor of said state is working with them and essentially approves this process. Now, Gavin Newsom, it obviously seems unlikely to go along with this as Trump is, you know, essentially A, doing this because he is just trying to essentially crush dissent, but B, also is doing this because, you know, I think he wants to increase the unrest. You know, as people see more violence, the right will be able to politicize it and say, this is the left's fault, and we'll all stop talking about the fact that Kilmer Garcia just came back to the United States. Meanwhile, more people are still being wrongly deported. People are still being, you know, held without due process. They want us to, you know, all of a sudden forget about what just happened with Elon Musk and Trump, the fact that, you know, Trump has us in constitutional crisis, all these different things. And it very much helps Trump to just increase the pressure here instead of doing his actual job, which is to, you know, keep people safe. And if he's watching this, probably is nothing but an escalation tactic for him to do this. Now, let me show you a couple, before we get into this article, let me show you a couple videos that we've seen just in the last few hours as this, you know, tension increases. Okay, so you saw there, you know, quite a bit, there's been what they call less lethal force use, meaning, you know, things like rubber bullets and smoke and flashbangs and things like that. They're called less lethal because they can be lethal. It is possible to seriously injure or unalive somebody using those tactics. We go to the next video from just a few hours ago. And so as we watch this tension increase, it's going to be very important over the next few days for people to be very careful if the National Guard, or when I should say the National Guard, comes in. Especially at nighttime, things can get very, very dangerous. And just like I did in the last video, or Adam did, I should say, we're going to leave links in the description. So if you are, you know, if ICE talks to you, if you're somebody who may be undocumented or know people who are undocumented, you know your rights. Because again, we've been seeing a lot of arrests that due process really goes out the window in a lot of ways. It's a very scary time, so please know your rights. Really quickly, once again, my name is Chris Maurer. I'm filling in for Adam Auchler on the Adam Auchler channel. If you enjoy this video, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. It'd mean so much if you could check it out. All right, let's go, now that we've seen these two videos, quickly to what we're hearing now about the National Guard. Border czar Tom Homan says, quote, "We're already mobilizing as immigration crackdown erupts into mass protest. The Trump administration will deploy the National Guard to immigration protests in Los Angeles," border czar Tom Homan said on Saturday, as an immigration crackdown in the area erupted into mass protests with police in riot gear deploying tear gas at bystanders. Quote, "We're already mobilizing. We're going to bring National Guard in tonight, and we're going to continue doing our job. This is about enforcing the law," he said in an interview with Fox News. So, I mean, the hypocrisy just really slaps you in the face here. You know, not only did Biden never have to, you know, issue the National Guard for protests that were going on during his term, but Donald Trump didn't issue the National Guard for January 6th. Obviously, we all know this. The claim from MAGA is that, oh, well, it was Nancy Pelosi's fault, which is absurd. Donald Trump had full control here and decided that he didn't want the National Guard, probably because, again, he wanted to watch the violence. He supported, in general, the protesters. And in this conversation of enforcing the law, law and order, because violence is not acceptable, right? People should not be being violent. And I understand that, but I mean, do I really need to read this out loud? Probably not, because of YouTube guidelines. But Donald Trump, even after the January 6th insurrection proceeded to pardon everybody involved, all 1,500 people, most of which, or should say a lot of those individuals, were convicted of very, very violent offenses previous, and even committed violent offenses after. We've seen people be arrested for soliciting minors for X, Y, and Z. I can't say that on YouTube. We've seen people with priors around domestic assault, beating children. It's really gross. I would really, really advise you to read an article like this. I talk about it all the time, about the previous and ongoing violent offenses of these January 6th protesters, quote, who were, you know, pardoned by Trump and the administration. So this is never about law and order. And obviously we've seen Donald Trump in his administration do unbelievably illegal things, just the most corrupt, brazenly corrupt things out loud for everybody to see. The first thing that comes to mind immediately, there's a million examples of this, but the crypto dinner that he had, the top buyers of his cryptocurrency got to dine with him. The number one purchaser of that spent millions of dollars, got dinner with Trump. And all of a sudden, because he was being sued by the SEC in 2023 for doing illegal things, and all of a sudden, those SEC charges quietly went under the radar. And now he's dining with Trump and, you know, inflating his net worth. It's like, wow, the corruption is right out in the open. It's pay to play. It's, their laws don't matter if you're friends with Trump. But all of a sudden, when, you know, we're talking about ICE raids and, frankly, the disgusting actions that this administration has taken around immigration, it's law and order. It's law and order. We need law and order now because people are upset. And again, I don't think violence is acceptable in these scenarios, but it's genuinely stunning to see the switch in conversation or in narrative here from the Trump administration. And also, as people are upset, I think we all very much understand why people are protesting. The video I made just a few hours ago, talking about how, you know, ICE is coming into schools, arresting children. We've obviously seen people deported without due process. It's really, really tragic. So I understand a lot of this anger. So if you are going out tonight at all, if you're in the Los Angeles area, please be safe, be careful, know your rights. We'll leave a link again in the description for this, and we'll see what happens here, especially relating to the fact that the last time, I believe, the National Guard was sent somewhere essentially by invoking the Insurrection Act because the governor didn't go along with it or because the president wanted full control, would be the Rodney King riots in LA. At that time, I believe the governor of the state did work with the federal government, but it was something about how the federal government wanted full control. Before that, the last time the federal government did something like this and states were not listening, you're going back toward the Jim Crow South and trying to break up desegregation. So we're in very historic times here. We'll see what happens. Everybody, again, please be safe. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you click like down below and subscribe. We're trying to build something to punch back against MAGA, raise up Gen Z voices. If that's something you want to be a part of, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. And the link to my YouTube channel is in the description. I appreciate you so much. I hope you have a great, great rest of your weekend. Be safe, be easy, and I'll see you in the next video.